Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Revolut is set to shake up the mortgage industry in Ireland. They expect to start offering mortgages to Irish customers later this year. The announcement comes from the UK-based digital bank as it seeks to challenge the monopoly of the three main banks in Ireland. To find out more about all of this, I'm joined on the line by Paul Merriman, CEO of Fairstone Ireland, also known as Ask Paul. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, tell me about the entry of Revolut to the mortgage market. It has been long heralded.
It has indeed. I think Revolut probably underestimated how complex getting into the Irish marketplace was going to be, especially when it comes to central bank and regulations. So they're hoping to get in by the end of Q2 or maybe Q4 this year for a soft rollout before maybe taking it serious in 2026, by the sound of things. I think you have a bit of a challenge here, though, Pat, to be honest with you. I think it's great, first of all, from the consumer point of view, there's more competition in the mortgage market. You mentioned there, open the section that we've 92% to the three pillar banks, AIB, Bank of Ireland, and Permanent TSB, which isn't great for the consumer. There's some other really great lenders out there, Avant, Newell Money, for argument's sake, coming into the marketplace, which are really good offering in relation to kind of European style lending into the Irish marketplace, which is welcomed. But I think Revolut, maybe they're trying to go direct to the consumer. I think it's going to be more challenging than they anticipate. I mean, I think they've got 3 billion customers here, Pat, but I think everyone that I know that has a Revolut account doesn't have all their banking with Revolut only. They don't really put their salary into Revolut or direct debits into Revolut. So I'm not sure whether they're going to get the market traction as quickly as they thought, because a mortgage is such a complex product that people tend to have a lot of touch points with their advisor.
They're going direct. They're going to avoid the broker route, because you know all the companies now who offer help to wannabe homeowners. Yeah. And they'll sort out through all the applications and so on. They'll advise them as to what rate they might get and how to go about it and what kind of mortgage, green mortgage, et cetera, et cetera. There's loads of things like that. And a broker can help you through the morass.
Yeah, exactly. I think Revolut are going to have to go into the broker market, to be honest, which I don't think they'll last going direct, because I think the number, they're going to need some amount of staff to be able to pull it off in Ireland, because it's so complex, the mortgage product. But also, they're coming out, we can probably guarantee that Revolut are going to come out with a cheaper rate than all the banks that have in the Irish marketplace. That's quite easy for them to do. The problem is the underwriting behind it. So actually going for the mortgage and trying to comply with the Central Bank of Ireland lending rules and trying to make sure, like, every lender will have its different kind of criteria and different underwriting rules. So some lenders will look at people that want to maybe have overtime differently than others, that have contract work differently than others, that are self-employed differently than others as well. So coming into the marketplace and having the cheapest rate is great, but also you have to make sure that underwriting stacks up in the background to make sure that you can actually look at it. Now, what they're going to do here, which everybody does, they're going to go for a switcher market pack. So they're going to make sure that you can go after the people that have a mortgage that are on Revolut, obviously their existing customers, and offer them to switch their mortgage.
So the idea will be all the hoops have been jumped through by another bank.
Exactly.
To make sure that Paul Merriman or Pat Kenny is capable of repaying their loan, et cetera, et cetera. Due diligence done by somebody else.
Yes, but also the emotional part for the customer is gone as well, because the customer's in the property. They don't have to find the property. The biggest problem we have in the mortgage market today is when you approve somebody today, you might have to reapply for them in 6 months, 12 months or 16 months time by the time they actually find the property due to the shortage of housing. Where if you have a mortgage already and you're looking to switch it, you don't need to find the house, obviously. So it's a quicker process. The bank gets the loan out quicker and the customer's generally a little bit more satisfied as well, because they're, like I said, they don't have to go through the whole buying the house part of it. So I think they're going to target the switchers first and see how they get on. But I do think I'd be very surprised they pull this off without going to the broker market, like I said, because it's just the broker market currently makes up for 47% of the volume of home loans in Ireland today. So I can't see that level of a fall off from people using brokers just because they can through Revolut, because it is, like I said, you need a lot of advice, you need a lot of hand holding through the exercise as
okay,
well
now,
going for the mortgage.
If you're a subscriber to an electricity provider, gas provider, any kind of television provider, when your time is up to renew, you can go to them and say, well, I got a better offer from somebody else, and they'll come back and they'll make you an offer that you can't refuse just to keep you. That's the way the business works. Now, what will the big banks do when you go to them and say, well, I've just been offered a mortgage from Revolut at 1.5% less?
Yeah, they won't. They won't do anything. So the banker have their set guidelines on their rates, and they're published. So whatever the rates are, they are. Now, the bank can do is maybe say, look, we have a better 5-year rate, or a better 3-year rate, or a 2-year rate. But I find that very rarely that the bank actually communicate that with the consumer. And like we said already, I think it's 92% of the market is taken up by the banks anyway. So the banks are probably thinking, you know, if it's only been 8% being devoured already by the other bank lenders, they have a little bit of time to react here. I think the biggest problem for the bank is the technology. I think most people may be attracted to Revolut, the same with Newer Money who came in recently. Newer Money are getting out applications and from 6 minutes they're going to full loan offer for clients, which is unbelievable compared to, say, in 6 or 7 weeks with some of the Irish banks.
So how do they do that? How do they get through all the due diligence in 6 minutes?
They've invested in technology, massive amount of technology. So once a client submits all their paperwork from an application point of view, they can get to a loan offer quite quickly, where the banks are just so slow because, in my opinion, they haven't kept up to date with the likes of Revolut. Or, like I said, Newer Money that just entered the market 6 months ago. So Newer Money have pretty competitive rates. They've also got, like I said, this fast underwriting turnaround, which is brilliant for consumers. But I think this is where Revolut will go with the technology play. So they might get a little bit more traction because of the technology and the lower interest rates. But then again, it does come back to what they're going to offer from a, you know, a switching point of view, from a regulatory point of view, and also from their own underwriting rules. Like, well, who can actually get a mortgage at Revolut? And I wouldn't be surprised if Revolut offer. They might take this opportunity to really stick it to the Irish banks. They might offer a cheaper rate if you have a direct debit going through. Perma TSB, they did this years ago, and they had great success, where if you had your main current account with Perma TSB, they give you back a certain amount of cash back every month on the mortgage repayment you made. And they gain tens of thousands, not hundreds of thousands of customers by doing that. So I think Revolut might try play this game as well, where they might say, right, if you give us your salary, if your salary is mandated to us, we'll be able to pass on a lower rate or be able to give you a bit of cash back. So it's interesting, but again, it's good news for the consumer because it's just more competition, which is always good.
Now, Paul, some of the comments coming in, people will switch mortgages. I actually pay my current mortgage through Revolut, says one listener. Another one says, I took out a 30K loan online with Revolut. It was so easy. But maybe a cautionary note, is Revolut not at a higher risk of scamming? And this is because there was a scam going around where you got an email from allegedly from Revolut, which was not true at all. But then all the big banks have been subject to this kind of scam as well.
Yeah, they have, but I think Revolut particularly have a problem with this, in fairness, with the kind of scamming piece. I think it was over in the UK where they found that there was more reporting of fraud and cyber crime was towards Revolut than any other online bank or any bank in the UK, which is crazy to think about. I know Revolut have put a lot of money into this and trying to make sure that they're keeping on their toes when it comes to cyber crime. But this comes back to the whole thing where I think why people don't house their salary in Revolut. A lot of people, like I said, we've done over 20,000 consultations with people in Ireland, and I don't think I've come across one person that mandates their salary and pays everything through Revolut. They typically will have a main three-pillar bank. And that's why the banks have, you know, I think the younger generation actually might be different. I think the younger generation in between kind of 16 up to 18 and even to 25, they may just only have a Revolut account. But certainly anyone going for a mortgage tends to have a main pillar bank as their main account and a Revolut.
Well, some of the texts coming in, my salary does go into Revolut. I only keep my main bank account because I plan to get a mortgage in the next couple of years. That bank left me locked out of the online banking for several days last week. Revolut has never had an outage in the 5 years I've been with them. A question, though, for you from a listener called Tom. I'm on a variable rate with Bank of Ireland. There have been no reductions from Bank of Ireland for me since the ECB started lowering rates. And as Donald Trump mentioned, they've lowered them 7 times. Does Paul have any suggestions to get me a better rate?
Yeah, I'd switch. I would definitely switch. Look at one of our Bank of Ireland's fixed rates or switch. The only reason you'd be on a variable rate is that if you think you're going to have enough capital or cash coming your way in the very near future that you can overpay your mortgage. But again, if you look at Bank of Ireland, a fixed rate of Bank of Ireland, Pat, they'll only allow you to pay overpay 10% of your repayment, your monthly repayment. So if you're paying 2,000 a month, you can overpay by 200 a month. The likes of Newer Money and Advent will allow you to pay 10% of the capital. So if you have 300,000 mortgage, you pay 30,000 euro without being in a penalty. So look around for whatever is best, but I would definitely be saying move towards a fixed rate. I'm not sure whether the banks are going to pass on the recent ECB cut as well, because I think they're fearful that the ECB might not put any more cuts on. They're all going to wait for these tariff wars with Trump to play out. So you might be stuck in that higher variable rate for the foreseeable future. They mightn't pass a rate on again, in the next couple of years, that is. So I'd be definitely looking at a lower fixed rate in the marketplace for sure.
Paul, shopping around for fixed rate. You very much for joining us. That's Paul Merriman, aka Ask Paul, the CEO of Fairstone Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.